So, do you know how to save someone who's dying? You can start by calling 911. If their heart has stopped, then it's time for CPR. And a third item is the AED.
The defibrillator, or sometimes what I say is the thing that shocks your heart when doing CPR.
That's Megan Bloomingdale. She's a medical technician and trainer for King County.
It tells you step by step exactly what to do. All you need to do is be able to listen to the directions, so anybody really can use this.
Deliver shock now. Press the orange button now.
She's kneeling beside an AED. It's in a carrying case the size of a toaster. There are a few different brands. Typically, you'll find one mounted in a small box on a wall in a public place, like a fire extinguisher. When you open it up, the instructions are pretty simple, like listening to a GPS.
Shock delivered. Paused. Begin CPR.
This machine analyzes for a heart rhythm that needs a shock, and it will not shock unless that body needs it. So you can't hurt somebody with it. You can't hurt anybody at all.
You're sure?
Positive.
The modern AED evolved about 10 years ago when it became automatic enough for anyone to use. It can boost the chances of survival dramatically. They've been in arenas and shopping malls for several years. Now the push is on, at least in King County, to get them into all kinds of public places. If your business or office is more than 4 minutes away from a fire station, you might consider adding one. They cost around $1,500 or so. King County does offer free staff training. What can really help is if every business would register their defibrillator with the emergency system, so a 911 operator can tell anyone on the line where the nearest device is. State officials hope to roll out the campaign beyond King County in a few years. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.